You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And this month, we're talking about resolutions. And not always the traditional ones like dieting and exercising. There are lots of other possible resolutions that are life-changing or at least life-improving. So I am going to propose some of those to you as well this month. Today's resolution is to use the power of forgiveness. This is one of the most effective ways I know to improve your life, because forgiveness lets you put the past in the past, where it belongs. We have some great role models for this in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Forgiveness, which was a bestseller for us when it came out a few years ago. These stories are timeless, and I think about them a lot when I'm sharing the best tips that we have at Chicken Soup for the Soul. In today's first story, Joe Rector tells us what happened when he resigned as coach of his son's baseball team after some parents complained their sons were not getting enough playing time. The father who took Joe's spot exacted revenge on him by not letting Joe's son play for the rest of the season. Joe says in his story, "I held my tongue for a while, but eventually the injustice of it all got to me. I couldn't believe that my son was kicked off a team I'd helped to build." He goes on to say, "For the next couple of years, I couldn't even think of that other coach without becoming so angry that my blood pressure spiked. When I saw him at games throughout the coming seasons, I turned and walked away, refusing to speak to a man that I hated for the pain he'd inflicted on my son." Joe remained angry about that for years, until one day his son said to him, "Dad, it's time to quit being mad. I'm okay now and I don't care." Joe realized he was right, and he forgave the other father. He says, "Almost immediately, I felt as if a huge weight had been lifted from my shoulders. And he was able to enjoy baseball again. The only person he had been hurting during all those years was himself." I like to think about those resentments that we carry around with us as if they are these huge, heavy medallions that are sewn onto a cloak. And now imagine you're wearing that cloak and it's covered with all of those things that you're angry about from the past. It has so many heavy medallions sewn onto it. Now imagine that you shrug that heavy cloak off your shoulders and it falls on the ground behind you. You're leaving all those past resentments behind you, which is where the past is supposed to be, right? And now you can walk forward light and unencumbered, because holding on to all that anger over all those things that happened in the past isn't really hurting the other person anyway. It's just hurting you. So Joe figured out how to regain his love of baseball by using the power of forgiveness. And Judith Guarnera figured out how to move forward after a divorce by having an epiphany and using forgiveness to open up her whole life. So imagine this scene. The front door slams. Judith opens it and looks out and sees her husband of almost 30 years tromping across the front lawn. He looks back at her in the doorway and he quietly says, "You're wrong, you know. There was never anyone else but you. No one, ever." And with those words, he disappears into his car. Judith starts crying, thinking about the early years of their marriage and how in love they were. They built a life together, going through all those startup years, you know, the ones when you scrape the money together to buy a house You have those kids, you live simply, but it's a joint effort and you do it together. Well, somehow, Judith and her husband, over the decades, started to grow apart. When they became empty nesters, Judith finally got to finish her college degree, something that was personally fulfilling, but didn't seem to change the negative path their marriage was on. Judith said they were very different people. She was outgoing and not afraid to share her opinions. Her husband was quieter, more introspective. When they eventually decided to get a divorce, it was acrimonious. They battled endlessly, and they said a lot of things to each other that could never be taken back. Now, here's where the epiphany comes in. Judith joined a divorce support group, but she was still stuck. She hadn't found a good way to shed all her resentment and anger and move forward until a speaker addressed the group one day. And here's what the speaker said to the group. "Repeat after me. In my marriage, I did the best I could." Well, everyone in the room said it. Then the speaker told them to say, "My spouse did the best he or she could." Now there was silence. No one was willing to say that their spouse did the best that he or she could. The speaker started to persuade them, saying things like, "Who would choose to do their worst?" And she was right. I think if most of us think back to whatever relationships have failed for us, a marriage, a friendship, or work situation, we know that we did our best. So why can't we assume that the other person did his best too? He or she might not have done a good job, but if they were trying, we could put the whole experience into perspective. Judith thought about this a lot, and she realized that her husband probably had done his best just as she had. She said that when she thought about it, her past was indeed made up of all her best efforts, and so was her husband's. At that point, Judith was ready to move on with her life, finally. I love that story because the moment you realize that the other person was most likely doing his or her best, it gives you a new perspective. It's much harder to stay angry if you accept the fact that you both tried and failed. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Forgiveness. You can find this book on Amazon, and you can also find a large selection of our titles at Barnes & Noble, and our newer books are at Walmart, Target, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Myers, and other big box retailers. You can also sign up for our newsletter, and you will get a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email. You'll get stories from our newest books and some of our other bestsellers. Just go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on newsletters, and then you can pick the ones you want. And please come back for our next episode for two stories about how it's never too late to become an adventurous person who embraces the new.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.